The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the Seth Leibson Show are brought to you by the good people at YRefi. If you are looking for a remarkable investment opportunity, check out my friends at YRefi. They're offering a fixed, no-load interest rate up to 10.25% return for investors, all in a secure, collateralized portfolio. A due diligence approved firm, YRefi is just a bunch of investors who do really well by doing good for others. And you can be a part of that. Check them out at investyrefi.com. The word invest, the letter Y, REFY.com, or give them a call at 855-316-3087. That's 855-316-3087. It is a delight to welcome back to the show Maria Sims. She is a candidate for the state legislature here in Legislative District 4. It's a new legislative district from where we broadcast and where she and I and many of you live. This is an important race, folks. The legislature hangs in the balance, and a lot more with it hangs in the balance. Maria, welcome back to the show.
Beth, you are a delight, and it's always wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know. Let me just say up front, I don't know of anyone more qualified to public service than you running for our state legislature as you are. For those that don't know you, you previously served in the legislature. You've been an assistant attorney general, an assistant U.S. attorney. You have served on the town council of Paradise Valley. You're an attorney. You've stood up for victims' rights, justice. Maria, you're exactly the kind of person that should be in the legislature. Tell us about your campaign and what you're focusing on mostly these days.
Well, you're very kind, Seth. I appreciate that. And it has truly been an honor to serve the people at the federal, state, and local level throughout the course of my career. And, you know, right now, people often ask me, why are you getting back into politics?
Right.
Why would somebody like you, who can do so many things, why would you get back in politics right now when things are so divisive?
Right.
And, you know, my answer is I'm doing it because I think that there's a lot of work to be done. And I think people really are looking for strong, experienced, passionate leaders to lead us out of what has become a very difficult time for Arizona and the nation.
It's such a difficult time. We were at an event together last night on your behalf with also Rachel Mitchell and Blake Masters and Nancy Bartow. Heck of a team. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I kept hearing from people in that group last night, Maria, was they worry that they're facing a country they don't recognize anymore. And I think what people fail to understand or don't take seriously enough is that every election matters. Every single election matters because the left will exercise power wherever they can find it unless we stop it everywhere they try to. And they're going hard for the legislature here in Arizona, aren't they?
They certainly are. And worse than going for our legislature, they're going for our kids. And they're trying to seize the hearts and minds of our children.
Yeah.
With a lot of this radical agenda. And, you know, we parents are the first line, the last line of defense, really.
Yeah.
And I always say, if you want to solve problems, don't look to Washington.
Right.
Don't look to career politicians or bureaucrats to solve your problems. Any of our issues are going to be solved right here in our communities, in our churches, and all of our people that come together to help our kids and our families live better lives. So we are the problem solvers. We are on the front line, and people are very fired up. They want to make sure that we push back against the defund the police, the CRT and wokeism in our schools, people have had enough. And the pandemic, I think, was an inflection point.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And it led to tremendously terrible outcomes, too, Maria. This is one of the frustrations so many of us have on the conservative side, or even just the common sense side of things. We were warning early on in the pandemic, early on, I mean, as early as March and April of 2020, that, say, let's stick with education for a moment, the school closings were going to have tremendous negative impacts and social cause tremendous social destruction on our communities. Not only the learning loss, which the left denied and called a myth, the teachers' unions denied and called a myth, but the mental health outcomes as well. You can't dramatically, with the snap of a finger, change radically change a child's social and educational life on a dime and think everything's going to be okay. You can't pit them against their friends. You can't deprive them of their after-school activities and recreation. You just can't do this to kids. And son of a gun, the receipts are in. It gives me no pleasure to say how right we were, but we were right. And the people who get the mantle of credibility, the teachers' unions, so many public health organizations, they were dead wrong. And we're going to be spending decades digging out of this mess, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you have government bureaucrats who have their own agenda and just stick to talking points when allegedly they are allegedly purporting to follow the science. Well, science includes the test scores, right?
Right.
And we know now the results are in, just
yep.
like you said. And in my district, and I just want to remind everyone who's listening, my new LD4, is comprised of a good portion of Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, and a good portion of Phoenix up to Desert Ridge. So if you're looking at a map, you would be the 101. Think about the 101 on the north and the east, and then on the west, the 51, and on the south to Arcadia.
Right.
So that's our district. And Scottsdale Unified School District is in that.
Yep.
And now we look at the test scores and we see, what, 38% of the students passed English and 33% passed math. That's a 4% decrease on English and an 11% decrease in math. How are our children, after 2 years of this, going to be competitive in the global economy in the future?
It's a huge drag. And the problem is, I mean, it's a huge drag on our economy and in our future. And the real problem, I mean, the dirty little secret about all of this, Maria, also gives us no pleasure to broadcast or report, is we weren't doing that great before the pandemic. So we went from not great to worse.
Right. When you have a, that's very true, when you have a 31% pass rate for math, and that's an 11% decrease
right.
from before.
Right.
So still had
yeah.
less than
you're
half.
Still barely passing yeah. proficiency at that point. Yeah, exactly
Correct.
Right. Exactly
Correct.
Right. I have to take a quick commercial break. Maria, let me take a quick commercial break. Can we pick up on the other side? I want to talk more about children and education and a little bit about the mental health outcomes as well. If you can stick with us, the audience will stick with you. If you want to help support Maria Sims, and I encourage you strongly to do so, this is an important race, folks. SimsForAZ.com. 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 Maria and I will be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show, portions of which are brought to you by the good people at Balance of Nature. They make a great product. I take it every single day. Pure, potent plant power, 100% natural, nothing added, no colors, no sweeteners, no preservatives, no nothing but the blend of 16 whole fruits and 15 whole vegetables. You take it once a day, and you are good and raring to go. Best product I've ever taken. You can access it at balanceofnature.com. Just make sure to use discount code BALANCE. Maria Sims is our guest. She's running for state legislature here in Legislative District 4, SimsForAZ.com. SimsForAZ.com is her website. And we're talking about youth policy right now. And if you get to the legislature, God please, Maria, when you get to the legislature, I think the other thing that we're going to have to take a look at is not just the academics and our children, but the manipulation that our children are going through along something you mentioned in the previous segment, racial lines and sexualization of our children. I mean, we are really in a weird mode of operation right now with what we're trying to do to our children in these grand social experiments, the outcomes of which you and I know already, just as we knew the closings way back in 2020, are going to have disastrous consequences, Maria.
Absolutely. And you talked about, before we broke, we talked about the mental health aspect. We talked about the academic and achievement challenges. And now I think we also have to turn to the mental health.
Yeah.
And we don't really need the studies because we've lived through it. Any parent has seen the results of this. But there are studies for those who feel they need them that show that the pandemic had results, the devastating effects on especially like little children.
Mm-hmm.
They saw an increase in elementary age children in hyperactivity, anxiety, behavioral problems. And then, of course, we know everybody benefits from having that those relationships that are so important, but none more so than our adolescents, our teens, who are really thrive when they're in an environment where they can interact with fellow teens. And we see an increase in depression. We see an increase in suicide. We see an increase in opioid addiction.
Yeah.
And you combine that, I call it the perfect storm.
Yeah.
You combine that with an open border.
Yeah.
And opioids, and particularly fentanyl, flowing through at record levels. We just go, we can look at the Arizona Republic every day and see another seizure of millions of fentanyl pills that are coming right into our community. That is the perfect storm for losing a generation. And everyone needs to stand up and object to this. What kind of a world do we live in when a political agenda is so strong that you're willing to sacrifice our children for it?
That's right, Maria. That's exactly right and well said. You and I grew up roughly around the same time, I think, and there was a time when we took those things hugely seriously. The drug epidemic we took seriously once upon a time, and it's an amazing thing to sit back and consider that the leading cause of death for young adults, 18 to 45, the leading cause of death is now drug overdose. As we are losing longevity, as we are losing life expectancy, this is unheard of in a developed country.
So what does the radical left have as a solution for this?
Right.
Well, why don't we defund the police,
right,
lock down our schools, close our churches, and make it so everybody is detached from anyone and anything but the government?
Yep.
What country does that sound like to you, Seth?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. I mean, Maria, it's the reason that I keep saying when I see candidacies like yours and Nancy Bartow, who's running in the same district for the Senate seat. These are really hard times. We need strong women for hard times, strong women with hard heads and smart heads. You're one of them. I have to take another quick commercial break. This was a short segment. We'll have a longer one coming back. You focused your comments a little bit on crime there. I'd like to talk more about that with you as well. Because we're seeing a lot of collapse there and a lot of cognitive dissonance about what people say they want and what they're willing to put up with liberal leftist policies, that we need people like you with your experience, having been an assistant attorney general and a U.S. attorney, to fight back, push back, and fight back hard and push back hard. Those are your calling cards, Maria, and I'd love to have you talk about them a little bit on the other side of this break. I'm Seth Leibson. She's Maria Sims. SimsForAZ.com is her website, and she and I will be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Maria Sims is our guest. She's running for state representative in Legislative District 4, newly created Legislative District 4. SimsForAZ.com is her website, SimsForAZ.com. Even if you don't live in the district, you want to help this person out because as a member of the state legislature, the laws she's going to be passing and debating and fighting against aren't just laws that affect LD4. They will affect the entire state of Arizona. Maria, you have a tremendous background in criminal justice, law enforcement. This is another area where people are saying things are upside down. Talk to us about the state of crime, the state of victims' rights, and the way you see things going right now when it comes to what we used to call civil society.
Yes. Well, again, I mentioned earlier, it's the perfect storm.
Yeah.
And when you have open border with drugs flowing through and you're defunding the police to the point and disrespecting our police for such a sustained period of time to the point where you're losing officers.
Yep.
We have 1,000 officer shortfall in Phoenix.
Yep.
We probably have close to 100 officer shortfall in Scottsdale.
Mm.
So that is just a recipe for the rise in violent crime that we're seeing and the rise in opioid overdoses, right?
Yep.
So we talked a lot about parents.
Yep.
I believe parents and our community policing are the last line of defense between the drug cartels and the violence in our communities and our children. And I talk to a lot of moms out there, and I know you've had some of the mama bears on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Who are for school board.
Yeah.
And there are so many people that are normally not involved in politics who have become involved because they are now awake about what's happening in our communities. And if a mom can't even go for a jog, I know this happened in Tennessee, but this is prevalent all over the country. If you feel you can't even go for a jog in the early morning hours because there aren't enough police on the streets to lock up these bad guys, what kind of community do we have?
Right.
We want to talk about education. That's great. We need to improve achievement, and we're going to do that. But if you and inflation, and we want to get those prices down. But government's number one responsibility is keeping our citizens safe.
Yeah.
And if you don't have safe communities, what kind of quality of life do you have?
That's right. That's right. There's an arrogance to some of this, too, isn't there, Maria? We saw it highlighted in a sense when the folks of Martha's Vineyard objected to 50 illegal immigrants on their front door. There's an arrogance to this about from the left when they talk about defunding the police, or they talk about stripping citizens of their legal and constitutional gun rights. But they themselves, they don't have to live with it. They live in gated communities with armed security guards, or Martha's Vineyard lives with a barricade of their own. All the states between Massachusetts and Arizona or Texas, right? I mean, it's very easy for them to spout these lofty, I call it Mercedes Marxism. It's very, or Cadillac communism, if you prefer. It's very easy for them to wish these policies on the rest of the community, the disastrous consequences of which they don't have to face, right?
Until they themselves
right.
are the victims of crime,
that's
God forbid.
Right.
That's when it comes home to them and they understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's just talk as a practical matter for a moment of an example. I want to give everyone an example of what happens when you defund the police.
Please.
Police who already have strained resources. So I'm very familiar with this because when I was on the town council in Paradise Valley, we had a very antiquated antiquated technology. We were down with our sworn officers, and we built that up, and we were able to maintain a robust police force and reduce the crime in Paradise Valley. When I was in the legislature, we passed a law to clear 6,000 rape kits that were sitting on the shelves. Why were 6,000 rape kits sitting untested on the shelves, leaving victims without the justice that they so deserved? Well, because the resources are strained. It's not because our police officers don't want to catch the bad guys. So we were able to put that through and make it a priority so that we cleared our backlog. And as a result of that, we had dozens of convictions of these bad people, these rapists and sometimes murderers in cold cases. We had a case of Allison Feldman, our very own Allison Feldman, a young woman in Scottsdale, starting out her career. She bought her first home so proudly, and she was brutally murdered in her own home. And it was a cold case, but because we were able, in the legislature, I was able to make it a priority that we get the testing that we needed and provide our police officers, who doggedly stayed with the case. I have to give them tremendous credit. but they needed the technology to be able to solve it, and we were able to give them the funding to do that, and I'm so proud to say her killer is on trial for murder right now.
Good.
We can make a difference if everyone joins in and echoes me in saying we need to make Arizona the most law enforcement friendly state in the country so that we can attract police back to our state, to our academies, and fill this void of officers that is so dire for our community right now.
Yeah. Again, like with education, it's not like we went into this when we were at full funding and full staff in the first place, right? It's not like when it comes to law enforcement, it's the same with education. Before we went into shutdown and lockdown and school closing mode, it's not as if we were succeeding very well in our academics either. But this made everything worse. I suppose I would ask if one of the calling cards of what you intend to do in the legislature is when you look at the next thing that is claimed to be a national or statewide emergency, that we're going to bring the common sense of the thing to the fore and not the panic. I mean, it's easy to put this country in panic. The left loves to keep us in a frenzy. You stand against that, don't you?
Of course. You don't want to jump out of the frying pan into the fire, right? That's common sense. Arizona values are about self-determination, right, and individualism.
Yep.
And we want to make sure that our values are preserved look at what the consequences are. We need strong, experienced, measured leaders who are not going to push the easy button, who are not going to push the panic button, that are going to look at the implications and weigh them and take into account what people have to say. Wouldn't that be refreshing?
Yeah.
If actually let people have a say again.
Perfect. Perfect. Maria Sims, thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon, but thank you more importantly for running for office. We need you there. Again, folks, simsforaz.com, SymsforAz.com. Maria, go get them.
Thanks, Seth.
You betcha. I'm Seth Leibson. We'll be right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.